We're going to talk to a woman in just a minute who actually needs some help. She was in a really long-term relationship with a guy. They ended up buying a dog together, and now they've broken up.
Oh, man, that's tough.
And the big question mark is, who gets custody of the dog? So just get everybody set up. You bought the dog with him.
We did. And so here's the thing. I recently have talked to many people at dog parks who have gone through similar situations.
Yeah.
And apparently, you can't just, like, take somebody off the account at the vet unless you're both present.
Ooh, so then...
That's why I never get a dog with somebody. I have Zeus and Thor, and they are mine.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah, and that sounds judgy, Spencer. We're not here to judge her. When you're in love, you think you're going to be together forever, so we need to figure out what she's going to do. I mean, do you not want to let him see the dog?
No, I absolutely do. I'm, like, completely open to it.
But you don't want to see him right now.
No.
That's the tough part, is you want him to be able to see the dog, but then how? And you don't want to give him a key to your place. You don't want him to have the code to your garage. None of that kind of stuff.
How did you get the dog, like, in the breakup? Because I think that would be the toughest part.
Oh, well, I told him I was taking him. Yeah. And then there was a little pushback, but then, you know, I very matter-of-factly stated, listen, I, you know, not only come home every day at lunch to take the dog out. I mean, I'm, like, listed first at the vet. I buy all of his food.
That's kind of women in most relationships. I can relate. Like, I do all of that. You know, I schedule all the appointments for everything, so... I guess
you're a significant other, but you're absolutely still a secretary.
What do you do going forward?
Oh, man. I guess you're doing the right thing by letting him see the dog, I think. I wonder if at some point, though, like that fades off.
Let's say she gets a new man in her life.
I know. That's tough. I would say if you're certain.
Because you honestly can't carry this custody on for a long period of time. You're not going to be 10 years down the road from now. And he's going to be seeing the dog every Saturday and every other Wednesday.
Yeah, probably not.
But he probably would like that, right?
He has said that it would be too hard on him to continue to see the dog routinely.
Oh,
well, okay. Then there's your out. You're good.
It's all about him.
My best friend got a divorce, and her ex-husband kept the dog, and she said she had to stop seeing the dog because it was too hard, and once she just cut the ties, she was able to move on. She said it was really tough. She tried to go see the dog for the first couple months and said, I can't do it anymore. So
let's help Jennifer out. 314-969-1065. What should happen with custody of the pup?